meeting to order. Can we get an approval of the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion in the minutes. Any corrections, additions? If not, all in favor of approving the minutes, is publicly?
Public.
Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Opposed? Public comment. Do we have anybody? Nope, don't think so. Okay, Joe.
Under purchases, I'm going to be real short. We have three purchases. Two of them are to replace desktop computers with the 911 department and the treasurer's department. And the third one is a correction of a purchase for the circuit court for their document camera system for the courthouse. If there's any questions, we can.
Any questions on those items? Okay, moving on.
You want to go ahead and approve those, then I'll move to the resolution.
Oh, okay. I didn't, that was all of them. Okay, very good. Got a motion by Kelly?
Second.
Second by Ann. Any further discussion? Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
And Larry?
Aye.
Okay.
Under the resolutions, the special service area resolution is being pulled. They didn't have a quorum at their meeting this morning, so we'll bring that back next time after they approve it. The first three are with the facilities management department, actually the first four. The first one is the purchase of natural gas from a retail natural gas supplier. We went back out on the open auction market for gas, and we're realizing some savings, so we're presenting this to the committee.
Currently, we've got only one quote so far. This is to prove it so that we can get more quotes on our gas.
Thank you.
But we're anticipating, based on the market analysis, that we're going to realize
over,
the savings.
Over $20,000 a year.
Wow. Yeah. That's great.
Wow. Very good.
Good work, Kurt.
Secondly, we have a renewal of our annual elevator maintenance contract for certain elevators with Cone. We also have the rebuild of our other chiller. If you recall, we rebuilt the one last year and discovered that mm-hmm. we needed to do both of them, and the best time to do them is during the winter and not during the summer when it's 100 degrees and one may go out. So we're proposing to go ahead and have that done. If there's any questions about that, we can certainly answer them.
I have a quick question about the elevators, real quick. I feel like we just approved one. So how many stages do they go in? Are there three approvals, four approvals?
This is our last option year on this contract, so it's just renewing this last option year.
Okay.
This summer I'll go out with a bid again on
preventive. Okay, so are they in, like, sets of, you know, do we do two of these a year or three of these a year?
Just the one.
No. I thought we did two. I feel like we did one for the, maybe it was for Wood River. Maybe that's separate. Yeah?
Okay. Well, it says for selective county elevators. So which,
right,
your question, right. Which elevators?
Which elevators, I guess.
That's,
is what, yeah.
It should be all of them. I don't know what other resolution.
Oh, maybe I'm mistaken.
Well, we did. We did a rehab of an elevator last year, didn't we?
No.
Not yet. We haven't done that yet.
Right. We did a maintenance agreement because I asked about it. It was definitely this summer. I thought. Maybe that's different.
There's other ones for the fire alarms and all that, but I think we can.
Maybe that's the other one. Okay. Yeah. I was just trying to keep it straight. Sorry.
So this is this is a $32,000 renewal for all elevators.
Maintenance contract.
Maintenance contract.
And then lastly, we have a renewal for our janitorial contract. And is this the middle year or last year of the?
They've got one more year.
One more year. We had bid it and had options for 3 years, I believe. Yeah.
So next year, it'll be
up good again, and then we'll.
The following year, anybody else can bid on it after that?
Right. Mm-hmm. And then, as I said, the special service area resolution has been pulled, and then there was one that was added for a group of weatherization contractors. If you recall, we've been awarding these in packets, and we have another packet to award.
Any questions?
Actually, just out of curiosity, what does it cost? We're talking about rebuilding this chiller versus what's if you purchase it?
Well, the lifespan on these are 40 years.
Right.
So every 10 years, they need to be rebuilt.
Okay.
And do you have the figures on the replacement?
Yeah, I went ahead and set up the replacement. That's going to be around $260,000, just because of location and bringing down pieces. So I think we're best off rebuilding it again.
Okay. I think that went through buildings last week or so, didn't it?
Yeah,
okay. They approved it.
And if we get it done by the end of this year, we get the $3,250 rebate.
You expect to get it done?
Hopefully. Yeah.
We'll
be close, but
we'll
try.
That's all.
Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? If not, Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Aye.
Bill? And
aye.
Larry?
Aye.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, I'm up. We have no motel tax reconciliation report this month. We have some refunds. First one is a check in the amount of $50 from the unrestricted health department fund payable to an individual. The refund is for an overpayment on a body art permit.
Huh. On a what?
Body art, a tattoo, I guess.
Well, I guess so.
Like face painting?
I don't know. I don't know, Kelly, but I'll look into that. I'll let you know what the next finance meeting.
You know, aside gig.
Next, we have 20 checks from the Animal Control Fund. The names are listed on, excuse me, on the following page. In the amount of $315 for refunds for overpayment on registration fees. I move for your approval on the refunds, Mr. Chairman.
Get a motion?
So moved. I'll take the second.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. Any questions, Rick, on the refunds? Kelly?
Aye.
And
aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
And yes. Larry?
Okay, we have an immediate emergency appropriation. Subsequent to the adoption of the budget, the county received a grant in the amount of $279,750. It's titled the We Choose Health Community Grant. And the purpose of it is implementing the coordinated school health strategy and the smoke-free multi-unit housing strategy and establishing joint use agreements. It's from the Illinois Department of Public Health, and it's a no-match grant. I move for your approval.
So moved.
Second.
Is that all of them? Okay. We got a motion and a second. Any questions to Rick on this issue? Kelly?
Aye.
Okay, we have immediate emergency appropriations, and Joe wanted to
come. Yeah, on these, this is our year-end balancing of budgets. So sometimes we have budgets that we exceed. A lot of them are grant budgets, those types of things, so that we have to appropriate the money so that they can be at least zeroed out at the end of the year. And the list of all of them that we're proposing are included on the resolution.
Two different forms. One's immediate emergency appropriation. The other's a resolution for reappropriation of the remaining fiscal year 2013. There's a list on both. I don't think you guys want me to read it side by line. You can look at it. And I move for your approval on this.
You got a list of those, Bill? Or...
Yeah.
You got the list, okay.
And then finally, Mr. Chairman, we have a summary report of claims and transfers for November 2013, and after we approve that, I'll move for your approval on this.
Comment on the transfers. Again, most of these relate to year-end transfers. Some of them is to balance the budget, where we're transferring from one budget to the next so that they can balance the budget at the end of the year. Couple of note. One is that we are proposing to transfer $4 million from the general fund to the capital project fund for our capital projects that we're anticipating to have over the course of next year and leading into the following year. We talked about these during the jail project discussions that we're looking at doing some significant work over at the courthouse. There was a list distributed. So what we're proposing is to transfer this amount of money into the capital project fund to pay for those projects as we move forward.
Very good.
Next, I just want to point this out just for full disclosure. Last year, and this has to do with the treasurer transferring money to the state's attorney's office for the purpose of paying legal bills in the Stern AG litigation. Last year, the committee and board approved transferring about $85,000, $88,000. We had that amount in legal bills built up. The bills were paid. This year, they're proposing to transfer $42,525 to the state's attorney's office so that for legal bills, I believe the outstanding legal bills is about $18,000. Just comment that I have is we have some budgets that we set aside. We put money in, and the budget can only be used for that purpose. And we've got two big ones in the county's general fund that are dedicated for postage and printing. One's in the Chief County Assessment Office, the other one's in the Treasurer's Office. These budgets aren't intended to be used for anything else other than that purpose. Last year, we allowed the Treasurer to use the money for the legal bills because we had 80-something thousand dollars in legal bills. This year, we don't have that much in legal bills. However, you know, they're proposing to transfer the entire $26,000 over. So, you know, it's up to the committee whether to allow this transfer. Normally, we don't allow departments to use this money. The reason why is, you know, we don't know what postage and printing is going to cost. It is what it is. If it goes beyond that, we have to fund. If it goes under it, then it shouldn't be spent. There's six or eight other general fund budgets similar to this where we segregate, and it's only spent for that purpose, and it shouldn't be used for anything else. It's just the way that we do our budget here in Madison County. So I just wanted to point that out.
What other departments have budgets for postage? Said a while ago, but
Chief County Assessment Office has a large one.
Okay.
Similar, and it's the same reason. It goes back many years, but when postage would go up or something like that, then it would be a hit on their general admin budget. So we just made a fiscal policy to separate those costs out into a separate budget, so it doesn't hurt the operations of the department. And then we know what it is, because you really can't control. We have the same thing with the sheriff's department for their gas vehicle maintenance. Mm-hmm. You know, when gas prices go up a dollar a gallon, they're going to go over budget. We have to fund it. We do it for their medical expenses. We do it for groceries. This year in the budget, we separated the annual audit out of the auditor's office for the same reason. So.
Now, those legal expenses are in the neighborhood of $130,000, if my math is correct on that, so far.
Okay.
So why are you asking to have the $41,000 as opposed to the $18,000 that you have in bills?
Because we underspent the budgets, and so...
I mean, you're thinking you're going to spend the whole $41,000?
We're not sure. But we want to be prepared for that just in case.
So wouldn't it be better to transfer the $18,000 and that you have bills for and then put the rest in the general fund and when you need it, you ask for it?
We could certainly do that.
I don't think that's what we're questioning here, though. I think our question, straighten me out on this, Joe, is whether we transfer the postage fund to something else.
Okay.
In other words, move it.
It's both. It's that, and the admin budget has a surplus of $15,712. That's not being questioned. The legal bills are $18,000, so that won't cover it. So, you know, maybe the question is, do you allow some of the postage money to be transferred, but only enough to pay everything we have outstanding right now? And then the rest, you know, whatever they incur in the future leads to Bill's question or answer he receives.
The only next question is transferring one fund that's not supposed to be used for something to the other.
I think as long as you track it, I think it's legitimate. I mean, we're pulling it from budget savings, so it's not like...
It feels like a bit of a shell game, though, you know? And then it's going to be used politically. I know. I'm the jerk that's going to say it out loud. But it does. It feels like a shell game, and then that way I'll be able to say, oh, we have savings. Hey, look over here, shiny penny. But then it's not.
Well, I can't speak to those things. I can just speak to what's on the
table. My only concern is the precedent of if we got these postage funds with the sheriff and with other departments, you know, you start moving things around that are not supposed to be moved.
Yeah, I mean, there's always exceptions, but those exceptions should have a reason behind it, and you know.
Well, we already made the exception last year,
right?
And I don't want to do it again.
And if we don't do it this year, where does it come from?
Well, we need to pay the legal bills. We owe somebody some money because they've sent us bills. So, you know, our options would be just to transfer enough to pay for that, and then it would be their next year's budget that would pay for any future legal bills, or to agree to let them transfer it all, and then they would have a cushion moving into next year.
Since we have to pay it, I would make a motion then that we transfer the amount of money needed to specifically pay for those bills, and then they deal with the rest of it later.
Well, no, let's revisit what Bill is saying, though.
Well, that's the same thing.
Okay.
Basically, I second that.
Okay. Any further discussion? Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
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 Bill?
Aye.
And Larry?
Okay. Just for my clarification, would you like me to revise the claims and transfers report to reflect what you just said and have you sign that Wednesday night before the board meeting if you want me to make crossouts on this one?
The revised copy.
Okay, I will do that. The amount of the current.
So are we not signing this then?
No.
No.
We're going to do one Wednesday night.
And the amount of the transfer
money is
$18,674.20,
because that's
the amount of
the
invoice that I have
for
existing fees.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving on. Joe, you got anything else?
All.
Or Rick?
No, I'm through, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Safety and risk.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Need to go into executive session.
Oh, okay. Can we get a motion to go into executive session?
Second.
To discuss litigation.
Okay. All in favor? Oh, we have to have a voice vote.
Aye.
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 We are in executive session.